Couple of weeks ago, I did a funeral for a family friend and my best friend's mother, and she called me her adopted son. And she was 92 years of age. Dr. Brant Petrie was in the congregation, the Cajun Scott Hahn, I call him, so I had to be on my P's and Q's in the scripture department. And Rose Moss, the lady, had been a Mary Kay salesperson and then a director, and she got 19 cars over 50 years of her work with Mary Kay, and including the iconic pink Cadillac. And she was known for her support for the New Orleans Saints football team. She would shout "Go, go, go!" whenever they made a touchdown, and when they would replay it immediately on the television, she said, "Look, they made another touchdown." She said, "Go, go, go!" So she couldn't distinguish between the two. But her nurse said, "Well, you're going to the other side of this hospital, so I won't be able to be your nurse anymore, but you just have to have faith, Miss Rose," as if to say, "You're going to live." And she said, "I've had faith for 92 years. I want to go see Jesus." And so she did. And there was a woman there, I'll call her Joan, at the funeral, who spoke to me. And she said that she had been away from the Catholic Church for 20 years, but that she had come back. And she said it almost destroyed her. I was kind of interested what she meant by that. And she said it was all these fundamentalist non-denominational churches that she had gone to, a string of them. And she said the once saved, always saved doctrine never sat well with her. This is a false teaching that says once you say that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, you are saved, and it doesn't matter what you do after that. You do all the worst things in the world, including cursing God on your bed at your moment of death, and that you would go to heaven. We don't believe that. We believe that you have to persevere in the faith and in good moral living. So, but anything, of course, can be forgiven even at the last moment. We do believe in ultimate forgiveness, but you can't persevere in sin. And also in these churches, they kept telling her that if anything is bad in your life, that's the devil. If your finger is hurting you, that's the devil, according to this false teaching. And so it really made her crazy, and because she had physical problems, she had some mental problems as well. And she always felt like she was under the assault of the devil. And it was like they always wanted her to be happy. You gotta be happy. No, well, sometimes there are sufferings in this life that happen, and it's not fun, but we offer it up. She said there was no theology of offering up your sufferings for our own redemption and the redemption of others. So finally, she came back to the church and she said, "Why did I ever leave? This is home. This is our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament." And then praying the rosary brought her such peace and joy. And now she's firmly in her Catholic faith. But it made me think of the Beatitudes today in the Gospel today, that there's no room for that kind of beatitude of suffering in this life in those false kinds of theologies. That blessed are those who are persecuted in this life and who have bad things happen to them, because the good is waiting for us in heavenly glory. And a very good example of that, of even like our first reading today, where it says, "Cursed are those who trust in human beings, and blessed are those who trust in the Lord." Servant of God Dorothy Day, born in 1897 in New York, later was the co-founder of the Catholic Worker Movement with Peter Morin, and believed in a radical faith in God and in the church ultimately, and social justice and transforming individuals and society. She had been born into an Episcopalian family, but they never really practiced. And she finally did it on her own at the age of 14, that she was baptized. But when she went to college, she lost her faith. She was influenced by socialist, communistic kinds of professors, and even imbibed it for a while. Worked in New Orleans in 1923, by the way. But went into all of that kind of lifestyle as well, an immoral lifestyle. And she had a number of love affairs, and one of the men got her pregnant and told her to go get an abortion. And she really didn't want it, but she did it because she wanted to keep him. And then he left her anyway. So ladies, don't ever do anything for a man that is contrary to your conscience or to the law of God. Because that man does not love you. He's self-interested only in himself and does not have true love. And then she was left with that, what she called the greatest tragedy of her life. But she turned around. She had two suicide attempts before as well. And finally, her daughter, she did have a daughter, Tamara, and the girl was baptized in 1927, and then she was baptized, both of them Catholic. And she started going to daily mass and praying the rosary daily, weekly confession, and just totally changed her life around. And she was still loving the poor, civil rights movement, and feeding the poor in New York, long lines of poor and hungry people. Very radical in her way. She was arrested a number of times for protests and things like that. But she is a servant of God. But she had, at one time, and I was just reading on Saturday night, she really turned away from the Beatitudes. She said, Jesus said, blessed are the meek, but I could not be meek at the thought of injustice. I wanted a Lord who would scourge the money changers and cast them out of the temple. I wanted to help all those who raise their hand against oppression. And so she started to trust in herself rather than in God. And that's when all those bad things started happening. But she changed her life around and she became a true woman of the Beatitudes. She certainly suffered persecution. She was a true peacemaker, wanted to make peace among all peoples. But she was very merciful because she realized that she was a great sinner. And so she had mercy on those around her as well. She certainly thirsted for justice. She mourned over her sins and the sins of the world. She became meek and truly poor in spirit to totally trust in God. And so she's a servant of God and could one day be canonized as a saint. So kind of like a life of St. Augustine, who led a pretty immoral life before, but was converted and became a great bishop of the church. So there's hope for us all, right? They give us great hope, and we try not. We definitely don't want to do these things. But if we have in the past, we repent, we turn around, we do good, and God can bring about great things from our repentance.